The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Welcome to the Lord's house on this Reformation Day. Excuse me. I didn't know I had a frog in my throat. We also observe it as LWML Sunday, and we'll be blessing the 50 quilts made by our quilters today that will be going to Orphan Grain Train. Trunk or treat is Thursday evening. Sign up in the narthex to provide candy or to decorate a vehicle. Voters meeting is next Sunday. Sunday school and Bible class today, Moses and the burning bush. Find out what you should wear to church. That's what we'll be learning today. All Saints Remembrance is next Sunday. If you have Christian loved ones who have died trusting Jesus since last November the 1st, put them into on the list out in the narthex. We will be singing at the Care Center today after Bible class. Please join me if you are able. That usually takes about 20 minutes. In our prayers today, we include not only those who are listed in the bulletin, but also Luke and Caitlin Heidenreich, who were married in Indiana yesterday. And we congratulate Jared and Emily. Who are, congratulations. Monica.
After service, and I would be thrilled to see the God's people here at Christ our Savior show up for this last week. Thank you.
Thank you, Monica and Elaine, for your work in leading us in this effort. We do pray that God will be at work in spite of sin, as he always is. Other announcements that need to be made today or other prayers? Dennis.
As you mentioned earlier, voters' assembly meeting next Sunday, and thanks to the hard work of Wendy Sutherland, we have the minutes from our last meeting available in the narthex.
Excellent.
Speed the meeting up next week.
Anything else? Greet one another in the peace of the Lord. Our Lord's blessing on worship this day, and know that he will bless us as he comes to us in his word, in his supper, continuing to reform his church in Christ Jesus.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen.
This is the feast of victory for our Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and gracious Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us steadfast in your grace and truth. Protect and deliver us in times of temptation. Defend us against all enemies. And grant to your church your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The first reading for the Festival of Reformation is from Revelation chapter 14. Then I saw another angel flying directly overhead,
with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. And he said with a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come. And worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water." This is the word of the Lord.
God is our refuge and strength, our fortress, defender, and shield.
God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea. God is our refuge and strength, our fortress, defender, and shield. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. God is our refuge and strength, our fortress, defender, and shield. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. God is our refuge and strength, our fortress, defender, and shield. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. God is our refuge and strength, our fortress, defender, and shield.
The second reading, the epistle, is from Romans chapter 3. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law. Although the law and the prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Christ Jesus for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? By a law of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that one is justified by faith, apart from works of the law. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Alleluia, 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 Alleluia.
Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son remains forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Thank you.
Word of God that calls for our attention on this Festival of Reformation is the second reading for the day from Romans chapter 3, especially the very last verse. We hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law.